Welcome to Christian Assembly, a family church. Since 1930, we've been serving the communities of Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia with the good news of Jesus Christ. With over 40 years of Bible teaching and ministry experience, Pastor Bill brings faith-filled revelation from God's Word. We believe with you, wherever you are, that God will inspire and change your life through the following teaching. For more information about Christian Assembly, follow us on social media or visit our website at cafamily.net.
Just take a look at this verse of scripture in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. It's like the very foundational scripture to all of this. Say to them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Amen. Pretty powerful statement, wouldn't you say? As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Maybe you've been diagnosed with a situation, maybe a condition in your body that medical science can't do anything about. And that's called the natural report. But there's a report that's higher than the natural report, and that's called the report of God's Word. And God's Word provides for us something that goes beyond human scope and human ability. And so we want to learn how to tap into that power of God to produce healing in our lives so that God can do for us what man can't do for us. Amen. And there are many sicknesses and diseases that are not necessarily incurable. They're not life-threatening, but they're incurable. So this scripture here is going to be the basis for it. What are we saying? If you recall, when the children of Israel got to the promised land, they didn't get in. And the reason why they didn't get in was because of what they said and what they believed. They absolutely said that they couldn't do it because they exalted the natural report, what they saw, higher than the Word of God or the report of God. They exalted sense knowledge, you could say it that way, or the natural report above the report of God's Word. And Isaiah chapter 53 tells us at the very beginning of it, whose report will you believe? And so they believe the report of the natural, say, condition, and did not accept the report of the Lord that was above it. So as a result, they were denied entrance to the promised land. And what happened was, those 20 years and older, they died in the wilderness without ever entering into the promises of God. Those 19 and under were taught by Joshua and Caleb how to exalt the natural report, supernatural report above the natural report. And as a result of doing so, they entered into their promised land and got all their needs met. So that's kind of the foundation for it all. And so what I'm going to do is just go over these verses of scripture, I think, that are very important so that we can learn how to exalt God's report above the natural report. It's almost like this: God said versus man said. So look at these verses, and like I said, maybe we could put together a CD, take it, listen to it in the evening hours or whatever when you're challenged, no matter what it is that you're challenged with. Number one, Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. These are the scriptures that I used the first time I ever received supernatural healing. And they say, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. You could say something like, God's words are health to all my flesh. Secondly, Joshua chapter 21, verse 45. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. Notice this, all came to pass. 1 Kings chapter 8. Blessed be the Lord that had given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Not one promise failed. And you could say something like, you've never given me a reason to doubt you, Lord. And so I thank you for your faithfulness to your promises. Look at the next one in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You could say, Lord, you take pleasure in my healing, and I believe it's your work in me right now, and I know it's your will that I'm whole. Next one, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, a very popular verse. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. You could say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for releasing resurrection life in my body, even right now. I believe there's going to be healings taking place just by hearing those words of God. First, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20 from the NIV. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. You can say, I say amen to every promise of healing that you've made for me. Amen. That means so be it. And then the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles to Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And verse 29 says, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thank God you could say, I am redeemed from the curse of all sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, and look at verse 58 through 61. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord shall make thy plagues wonderful and thy plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee, and also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Hallelujah. You can say the curse of sickness has no power over me because I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. You can say, Father, you are Jehovah Rapha to me. You're my PCP, praise God, and you are my healer. Amen. Isn't that wonderful to know that he can be your primary care physician? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. You could say something like, thank you for taking all sickness away from the midst of me. And if anybody can do it, he can. Isaiah 53, look at verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted of God, or by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, hallelujah, we are healed and made whole. You can say, thank you, Jesus. You bore my sin, my mental anguish, my sickness, and the wrath of God. And I declare that I am made whole. Psalm 103. Look at verses 2 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is mine. Deliverance is mine. Healing is mine. And they're all covenant benefits and rights. Amen. Hallelujah, that we all have. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You can say that, Jesus, you are the word who was sent to me, and you healed me from all my destructions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. You could say, hallelujah, I will live to declare the work of the living God. Hallelujah, you are my healer. Psalm I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Hallelujah. I choose life and health. Hallelujah to the glory of God. Make that your choice. Psalm 91, familiar verses, verses 14 through 16. Because you set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. I set my love upon you and you deliver me and satisfy me with long life. Hallelujah. Thank you. There's power in the Word of God. There's the anointing upon the Word of God. In Jeremiah 30, verse 17, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. You can say, thank you for restoring my health. Thank you for healing me of every wound. Hallelujah. According to your Word. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I bind the hand of sickness, and I loose or release the anointing and the power of the living God. The hand of God is upon me that makes me whole. Hallelujah. You can bind the work of the devil and release the work of Almighty God. In Mark 11, 23 and 24, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. You could say, when I speak God's word, mountains remove. Hallelujah. When I pray God's word, answers come. Thank God for the supernatural working of God's power. Speak the word. And he said this from the very beginning. As you have spoken in my ears, so shall I do unto you. Hallelujah. Let's speak what we want done. Amen? That, of course, it aligns with the word of God. But notice this. In the book of Isaiah 43, verse 25 and 26, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. You could say, I'm reminding you of your word, Father, because you told me to. Didn't he tell you to do that? I'm reminding you of what you said. It's not because he's forgetful. He just wants to know that we know the word. Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews 10, 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. You can say, I hold fast my confession and declaration of faith that by his stripes I'm healed, because you are a faithful God who watches over your word to perform it. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You could say, I refuse to cast away my confidence. I know God heard me, and I know I have the petition I desired of him. I am delivered and healed by the hand of God. Joel 3 and verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Say it together. I am strong. Hallelujah. In the Lord, in the power of his might. He wants us to say it so we can make it a reality in our lives. Look in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, a precious scripture. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for never changing. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. We could say, I call myself forgiven, and I call myself healed by the stripes you bore for me, Jesus. Hallelujah. In 1 John 5, 14, 15, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. I know You hear me, Lord, because I ask according to Your will. And because I know You heard me, I know I have the petition I desired of You. Nahum 1, verse 9. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Hallelujah. Affliction will not rise up the second time. Declare it. Proclaim it. In Isaiah 41, 10, a precious verse of Scripture. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Glory to God. You could say the great I am enables me to rise up above all fear. The great I am is my encouragement. I will not be discouraged, for He is with me to help me and to uphold me with His right hand. Look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Then saith the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. You could say, I know You're watching over Your word right now in my life, and You are performing it. It's becoming a reality to me. In the book of Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17, when the even was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out the spirits with His word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. You could say, Jesus, You bore it all, and You carried it all just for me. You bore my sickness, You carried my pains, and by Your stripes I am set free. Remember, as You've spoken in my ears, so shall I do unto you. And now notice here, in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, and verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible to me when God is on my side. Always looking forward for me to cooperate with Him by declaring what His word said. And as I speak in His ears, so shall He do unto you and unto me. In the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 17 through 21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before Him whom He believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and caused those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that He might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he's about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I am persuaded, and unbelief will not rob me of my miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you persuaded? Yes. He wants us to be assured, fully persuaded, that what God says, He performs. And start calling things that are not as though they were. And as you speak in His ears, so shall He do. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. He wants us to take it to heart. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. You can say, your words calm my nerves and heal my bones. Hallelujah. Thank God we could have our nerves calmed by the word of God. Look in Proverbs 3, verses 7 and 8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. My immune system is strong because I am free from pride and arrogance. I fear the Lord, I depart from evil. It's health to my navel and marrow to my bones. Yes. A healthy immune system comes as we speak the word of God over our lives. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Power, love, and a sound mind cause all fear to flee from before me. Thank you, Father, for your love and power in my life. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You could say my mind is fixed and established and I have perfect peace because my mind is stayed on him. Not the circumstance. Not the situation. And this last verse of scripture, 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. Powerful verse of scripture. Something that we should meditate all the time. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. I want to read that first part again. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Hallelujah. Jesus always causes us to triumph. You could say it, he always causes me to triumph. Thank God for Jesus who always causes us to triumph. Now, of all those verses of scripture, and there's so many more, but we just limited to that. You realize this? Just one of those verses of scripture is enough to make us whole. One has enough power in it, praise God, to make us whole. There was a lady at a meeting. The anointing of God fell. Many people that were crippled in wheelchairs were healed. By the time the minister got over to this one woman, she was sitting in her wheelchair, still not healed. But according to him, the anointing waned and it lifted. She was somewhat looked disappointed somewhat. And he walked over and looked at her and said, "Sister, the anointing isn't on me to minister to you right now, but I've got good news for you." She said, "What's that?" "Open up your Bible to 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. What does it say?" And she read it. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Said, "Sister, is that word 'were' past tense, present tense, or future tense?" And she said, it's past tense. We'll read that last part again. "By whose stripes you were healed." And she read it over and over and over till finally it hit her. And when it hit her, she said, "Well, if I was healed, then I am healed. If I was healed, then I am healed." He said, "You got it. Now get up and walk." She rose up out of the wheelchair completely healed and whole. Hallelujah. There's power in the Word of God. There is power in the Word of God. He upholds all things by the Word of His power. He sustains all things by the Word of His power. Hallelujah. His words were found and I did eat them. They were the joy to me, the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. I consider them more than my necessary bread. Hallelujah. Amen. More important than natural food that I eat. Praise God for His holy written word that's been sent to us, that provides life for us and health to all of our flesh.